This plays 17 of the opening Chiefs drive. Falcons bring pressure. Mahomes lost it. It's intercepted. Unbelievable Justin Simmons. That is the fourth straight game he's picked Mahomes. It's the sixth time he's intercepted Mahomes in his career.
Does Patrick Mahomes have a turnover problem? Justin Simmons,
6 picks.
Listen, let's get stupid. Josh Allen goes a full season, throws zero interceptions. He wins the MVP.
Uh-huh. They'd give him MVP if he had 5 touchdowns. If he just threw zero interceptions.
Yeah. Quick stat for you on bad quarterbacking, not from Mahomes or from Allen. We'll get some more calls in, too. Maybe you're paying attention in Cleveland. Deshaun Watson's EPA per dropback. That's where the Bills are number one. Number one team in the NFL when the quarterback drops back. Deshaun Watson and the Browns are the worst for any Browns quarterback since 2000. Now, hold on a minute.
I've already got a thought.
That's not just any team.
That's the
Browns.
The Browns.
I'm going to give you the names.
Oh, no.
Deshaun Watson's EPA per dropback 3 weeks into the season is worse than Hoyer, Holcomb, Couch, Anderson, Mayfield, McCown, Dilfer, Brissett, Colt McCoy, Baker Mayfield, Charlie Fry, Kelly Holcomb, Brandon Whedon, Jeff Garcia, Deshaun Kaiser, Brandon Whedon again, Tyrod Taylor, Brady Quinn.
Yikes.
Worst EPA per dropback.
That might be the worst team for quarterback history in the last 25 years.
And he's the worst.
He is so bad. I tweeted this. I legitimately am wondering now if he is purposely playing this bad because he wants to get benched. He wants to be done. He wants to keep his money, and he wants to stop going out there and getting booed by his home fans. He just wants to be done. He wants to somehow be done and keep the money. Because it's him, it is the sacks he takes. There are clear plays. There was one of these plays that I had that thought, which is he's got 3 receivers that are open, and he just hangs onto the ball. He's gun-shy to throw it. It's not even a far pass, 10 yards down the field, and he's afraid to throw it.
Well, this is where the NFL would be. Again, the league does this to us all the time, right?
Couldn't help it happen to a better guy, by the way.
The Panthers Watson. Beat the Raiders. The Raiders beat the Ravens.
Yeah.
The Ravens beat the Cowboys. Cowboys beat the Browns. The Browns beat the Jags. And then the Jags will just beat the Bills. The transitive property of all this. The fact that the Broncos went in and beat Tampa is one of those, what?
Yeah. The stat I had earlier about the 4 biggest favorites, all above 5.5 and above, that lost outright, it was Niners, Raiders. The Raiders were a 6.5-point favorite. And then the Bucks and the Browns were the other two. The Browns were 6.5-point favorites over the Giants.
This Browns team, we just talked about how bad Deshaun Watson is. They beat this Jags team.
Yeah.
So you're telling me the worst Browns quarterback in 25 years beat the Jags and Josh Allen's not going to? Like, come on.
Did you see Jameis played a couple snaps, by the way? See what they're doing with him?
Hopefully they play him more.
They're doing the EJ thing. He comes in and does
count.
The hard count. Although he, I guess, also QB sneaks it, but he's the...
Well, you got to protect Deshaun Watson.
Listen, Florida State is known as Hard Count University. I don't know if anybody knew that.
Hard Count U.
Yeah, Hard Count U.
803-0550. Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's everything going? I know it's game day, so I know you guys are pumped up. I know I got the game day adrenaline going. Want to first start off by saying that I have become a very big fan of Gina in Delaware, especially when she referred to Kelsey as a cheap porn star. I loved it. So I am a huge fan of Gina's. And, you know, I was thinking about Trevor Lawrence. You know, for some reason, he reminds me of Spicoli in a Jacksonville Jaguars uniform. As far as what I'm impressed about the most is the defense, the next man up. I mean, there is no apprehensive. I know that everybody's doing their job on defense. And, you know, when Milano went down and now, you know, Teron and T-Bird, when T-Bird went down, you know, I think we were a little apprehensive. But the defense has definitely showed. And then the other thing Joe was mentioning about Kincaid, I totally agree with that. I would love to see Kincaid get a little more productivity in the offense. I think that'll help us out a lot. But other than that, it's always a pleasure listening to you guys. You're awesome. Always love listening to you every morning. So
thanks, Rob.
With that, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Kincaid is at 14% target share this year, by the way.
Is that high, low?
It's 13th in the NFL among tight ends.
Okay.
Should be higher than that.
Do you know what Malik Nabers' target pace is right now?
His pace?
His pace targets.
He's got to be like 150.
210. His target pace is 210.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
210 targets. Listen, the fact he's putting these numbers up with Daniel Jones is even the more incredible thing. He had that game yesterday against the most sack-prone quarterback in the league against Myles Garrett.
Yeah. Garrett had,
that's incredible.
Garrett had 7 pressures against Andrew Thomas, who was the left tackle there in New York.
Yeah.
Thomas hadn't given up more than 4 in a game since 2020. Garrett got him 7 times.
Yeah.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Here's just an idea for you. You know, Vaughn has been strong to start the year. Rousseau has too. Could Rousseau, I mean, getting to like the Garrett, TJ Watt, Bosa tier is a big, big jump.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly saying he's going to get there, but he's had a really strong start to the year. There's a lot to like about his ability, his versatility, how they use him, the long arms, like the continued potential growth for Rousseau. Who's ready to put a number on that extension? That's going to be a big one.
Okay. He will never get to that. I don't think he will ever get to that tier.
That tier, yeah.
That tier
That's a big,
is
big tier.
Those dudes are so good. Do you know, actually, there's one player in the league that I think is maybe joining that tier. The Watt, Garrett, Parsons tier.
Is it Will Anderson?
No, he might be too.
Ooh.
Do you know the name? How much of the Seattle-Miami game did you watch yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Mafe?
Yeah.
Boye Mafe, I think he's number one in the league in pressure rate, and he has 3 sacks through 3 games. And I got a chance to watch him a little more than I ever have last night. That dude is a terror.
Seattle's defensive line is legit.
Yeah, so he's on that list. But if Rousseau's a second-tier guy...
It's a pretty good tier.
I don't know the list, but isn't that probably a north... I don't know how much those guys get. Is that $20 million per year?
Yeah. Sabres game night. It's Sabres and Blue Jackets tonight. It's a preseason game. 5 p.m. So it doesn't, you know, should be out of there by the, or whatever, pretty close to the end by the time the Bills game starts.
Go watch the first 2 periods and then walk over and watch the Bills game.
Blue Jackets and Sabres. 803-0550, our phone number. Jeremy and Joe on WGR on a Football Monday.